Joining us on the other end of the line is somebody who was intimately involved in this, Chris Fisher from ABC Michigan. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris.
Great to be with you, Kyle. Good morning.
So, 300, it ended up being about 300,000 signatures you guys collected, right?
391,000 signatures.
That's close to 400,000, even better.
Yeah, it is, especially when that threshold's only is a lot lower than that. So Michigan taxpayers are fighting back against this special interest handout that's giving special treatment to labor unions at the expense of just about everybody else. You know, none of our neighboring states have a law like Michigan's, and only five other states in the entire country have a prevailing wage based exclusively on union contracts. And we think that's especially unfair to everybody else, and it's costing taxpayers millions and millions of dollars every year.
Now, Chris, explain to our public who may not know what prevailing wage is, what it is.
Well, it's essentially labor unions padding the bill for government-funded construction. It means, in Michigan, it states that construction contracts on taxpayer-funded construction must have classifications that are found only in union agreements, and that everybody has to adhere to those wage and work rules on these public buildings. And so when this happens, our experience is prevailing wage results in government construction costing more than virtually any other type of construction in the state. And when this happens, Kyle, you have a big fiscal accountability issue, because when the same sort of construction in the private sector is being done for less money, but subject to the same construction code, performed by the same workers and under the same safety standards, one just has to wonder why Michigan taxpayers are having to pay so much more for construction.
We're joined by Chris Fisher. He's the president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Now, the Senate has already passed the repeal to the state's prevailing wage law. It has been held up in the House. We understand that there isn't the votes there. Is it your expectation, though, that you will be able to get the votes needed to pass this in the lower chamber as well?
We have tremendous legislative support in both the Senate and the House. Kyle, we would not have gotten into this if there weren't the votes in both the House and the Senate. We saw that it was the first introduced House bill. It's a House caucus, a House Republicans caucus priority for 2015, and the votes are there. And we appreciate the leadership that Speaker Cotter and his caucus are showing on this issue.
Now, opponents to your efforts say that they hope that this goes to the ballot, and that if this goes to the ballot, they expect to crush this effort. What do you respond to on that?
Number one, the more people learn about prevailing wage, the more they dislike it. But number two, we're not intending to take this to the ballot because we don't want to have another year of delay. So this would be 2016 ballot, which means it wouldn't take effect until 2017. We think it's appropriate to have relief now. We don't want another construction season to be wasted with work opportunities being wasted, with millions and millions of taxpayers being wasted. We think now is the time to step up and repeal prevailing wage so that way we can have the fiscal accountability that taxpayers deserve right away.
Now, the folks who also want to keep the state's prevailing wage law said that the petition circulators were not being honest when they were passing these petitions around, that they were giving folks who were willing to sign all sorts of different statements about what was in this thing. They were not being truthful. What is your response to that?
That's absurd. Whiners gonna whine. And seriously, in doing so,
they seem to have some video evidence, though, here, Chris. They seem to have video.
They are insulting the intelligence of nearly 400,000 men and women across our state who signed a clearly marked petition that says it is to repeal prevailing wage. And I saw that so-called video. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the whole thing, they clearly came to the conclusion that it was a petition to repeal prevailing wage. We're not focused on their misdirection. We're focused on the facts. The facts that prevailing wage is a special interest deal that costs taxpayers more money, and that it's costing schools a fortune, and that Michigan workers' jobs are on the line because of the decreased construction activity. We've seen studies in Michigan and Ohio. The nonpartisan Ohio Legislative Service Bureau found that prevailing wage costs taxpayers more than $500 million in the educational sector over just 4 or 5 years. We know the story of prevailing wage. We know that it's a job killer, and we know we have the opportunity to repeal it this year.
Now, the other side of this prevailing wage debate doesn't necessarily have clean hands either when it comes to this campaign. You guys filed a complaint with the Secretary of State on the other side, didn't you?
That's right. There is a clear case of when you engage in campaign activities, you have to be upfront and transparent. And unfortunately, the other side has been neither. And they have not properly filed disclaimers with the Secretary of State. They filled out incorrect campaign finance forms saying that they spent $0 and raised $0. That's just wrong. They're hiding behind, they're hiding their funding sources, they're hiding their activities, and it's against the law to do that. And so a complaint has been filed, turned over to the Secretary of State, and then asked any wrongdoings to be handed to the Attorney General.
All right. Chris Fisher, he is the president of the Associated Builders and Contractors, talking about the state's prevailing wage law and efforts to repeal it. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Great to be with you.